And he showed me that Psalm 30 again. I will read verses 11 and 12 so that it can have a meaning to us. Thou hast turned for me my mourning to dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and guarded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. What do I discover there? I discover that the true evidence that your glory is not silent is that your glory must be singing. Your glory must be giving thanks to God at all times in whatever situation. Because I know one thing, that inability to praise God and to sing in any situation is a sign that there's a particular power that have conquered your life. But I'm believing God that the table will turn tonight. I said the table will turn tonight. Power will change hands tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I now want to look into how do we overcome those forces attacking our glory and preventing us from singing unto the Lord. That was what made the Holy Spirit to take me to Psalm 18 that we read. In Psalm 18, please, if you can look at it again, I will be happy. Psalm 18, verse 47. It is God that avenged me and subdued the people under me. He delivered me from my enemies. Yea, thou lifted me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Why? Therefore we give thanks unto the Lord among the heathen and sing praises unto thy name. The battle you cannot fight, there is somebody who will fight that battle for you. His name is called the Avenger. Everybody say the Avenger. I didn't hear you. Say it again. Oh yes, you have been trying to win the battle against the power that wants to silence your glory. And because you want your glory to be singing, but you could not. All you need to do is to look at somebody who is called an avenger. What will he do? Four important things. Number one, he will subdue those enemies under your feet. And I pronounce tonight, he will subdue those enemies under your feet in the mighty name of Jesus. Two, he will deliver you from their hands. Your amen is very low. I say we deliver you from their hands. Three, he will lift you up above all of them. Number four, he will set you free from the violent man. Why will he do that? Why will he do that? Just very simple. Because after he has delivered you, then you begin to sing praises unto God and you begin to give thanks unto the Almighty God. And all this is pointing to one thing. The moment the song of praises is restored to your mouth and you are able to be giving thanks to God, what is the implication of that is that you become a testifier. And every testifier is an overcomer. According to Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Anything that is keeping you quiet, that you cannot sing praises, that you cannot give thanks to God, is robbing you of your testimony. And once your testimony has gone, you are no longer an overcomer. I will pronounce upon the life of everybody here tonight, you will be a testifier in the mighty name of Jesus. And you will be an overcomer in the mighty name of Jesus. I gave you an example of the children of Israel yesterday in Exodus chapter 15, verse 1 to 10. That the camp that used to be a mourning camp suddenly become the camp of a choir singing praises unto the Almighty God. Something must have happened. If they do not sing praises unto God, we will not know that the glory of their life has been restored. That is why everywhere you are, there was a brother of blessed memory now. In his place of work, he always sing. And there was this Muslim there who said, Brother Timothy, why is it that you always sing all the time? You always sing. The man said that, why will I not sing? I'm singing for the one who is fighting my battle 24/7. I am praising the one who said over me he will never sleep nor slumber. I am praising the one who said, I am your defense, I am your defender. Maybe you don't have anybody like that in your life. That is why you cannot sing. He said, you see me singing all the time because I have no battle to fight. Somebody is fighting my battle for me. I want to pronounce over your life tonight. You have been fighting, you have not won. Because the avenger has not taken over your battle. Tonight, he will take over your battle in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me repeat myself a bit because I want you to get what I'm saying. Any power that robbed you of your testimony has robbed you of your victory. Because every testifier is an overcomer. And now do you know that you are a testifier? Your mouth must be singing praises. Your mouth must be giving thanks to God all the time. It's an evidence that your glory is alive. However, where are we going tonight? We want to know the enemy we want to hand over to our avenger. All the enemies that are attacking our glory, we want to hand them over to the one who is fighting our battle tonight. And as we hand them over, they will be hanged on and they will be defeated forever in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, what are the common enemies that want to silence our glory? We got to the second part of this message and I want to learn me your ears very well. What are the common forces that often silence our glory? I group them into three. Number one is the forces of darkness, satanic powers. According to Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, he said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against rulers of darkness and spiritual forces in high places. What is the meaning of that? For every challenge you have, there is a demon assigned to it. That demon will be sacked tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We have one heritage in this church, but many of us that are ministers, we are not making use of that heritage. What is the heritage? The history of the church added that the founder of the church, our grandfather, that's Papa Akindayomi, when he wants to pray for somebody who has problem, he asks only one prayer. Baba asks only one prayer. You bring a sick person to him, a barren person to him, somebody who has problem. Baba asks only one prayer. Satan, I command you, remove your dirty hand from this man. He won't say more than that. The fellow will be delivered. He said, remove your hand. That's all. And when we went to the school of disciples, something like that we learned. Daddy said, you see somebody who is being possessed with the attack of the devil. Daddy Joe said, plead the blood of Jesus first of all, maybe so that to pacify yourself. He said, after you plead the blood of Jesus Christ, he said, bind the demons and cast it out. Because behind that particular sickness, behind that barrenness, there is a demon attached. Once you can overcome that particular demon, he said the problem will be solved. I tried it. And I was in Anambra. You know, a lady was brought into the church from a far place. And I look at him totally tired, worn out. But I didn't know the type of prayer I should pray. I remember Baba Akindayomi's prayer. I said, Satan, I command you, remove your dirty hand in the name of Jesus. I didn't say more than that. The lady was delivered. Listen, in our school of prayer, they taught us one particular method. What is the method? If you suddenly have a dream, and maybe you have lost something in the dream, and you are wondering, how is this thing stolen from me? In our school of prayer, they taught us that you wake up immediately and you say, I summon all the demons that have come to steal this treasure from me. I summon all of you. I bind you and I command, oh yeah, remove your arm from my treasure. I have tried it several times. The next time I will sleep like this, what they are stolen away will be restored back to me. That's one man of God. Listen very well. I've tried it. It has worked. Even if it is physical things that the enemy has stolen from you, you just command the devil, remove your hand. That's all. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. One person went to a man of God, a prominent man of God that I know, and he was impotent. He could not do. But when he got to this man of God, the man of God said, just command, Satan, remove your arm from this man in the name of Jesus. And the man of God went away. The man was wondering. He said, what kind of prayer is this? Did this man pray for me? He left the office, very big premises like this. But by the time he was going, he got to the gate of the premises. His man who came back immediately. And he was crying. It has come back. It has come back. It has come back. Because Satan has removed his hand. I command tonight, wherever Satan is putting his hand upon your life, I command his hand removed in the mighty name of Jesus. Say it louder, amen. When we were in school, in the higher institution, the Lord taught us a method. I said something like that in Ondo one on Sunday. I said, when we see the unbelievers that are gathering themselves, and they wanted to stage a riot on the campus. You know, this guy boy, they'll be singing and be singing. I don't want to sing their song tonight. And we know, we believers on the campus, we just gather ourselves. And we will go to a particular corner. And we will take authority over the demon that behind the rioting. We will bind the demons and cast it away. Within a minute, all of them will scatter. They won't know what scattered them. They will just be going one by one, one by one, one by one. You know, in school of deliverance, some people will be rolling their shirt, rolling their... What concerns you about rolling the shirt? There is a demon behind it. If you carry any problem here tonight, there is a demon behind. I rebuke that demon in the mighty name of Jesus. I command you, Satan, remove your dirty hand from the life of these ones in the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, Daddy Joe said it this morning. He said, when you were created, you have been given dominion. How many of us read it? Oh God, some of you don't read Open Heavens. He said, but because of sin, we lost it, and the dominion was restored back to us. Don't forget at any time that you carry the power of dominion over principalities and powers. And that is what we are going to do here tonight. Every power that is operating behind the silence of your glory, the Lord will chase them out of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. What is the second power that often attack our glory? That is human enemies. Human enemies. Enemies appearing as a man, as a human being. Number one, people of your household, according to Matthew chapter 30, verse 36, a man's enemy are the people of his household. Joseph will never forget his brethren were his enemy. David even had many. He had many. His father, his brothers, his blood son, Absalom. Then the power that be, King Saul, evil counselors, Ahithophel, they are all there. But one thing I discovered about David, God gave him victory all that over all these people. And the Bible say, David is he's a sweet psalmist of Israel. Why is David able to sing praises and sing praises and sing praises all the time? Because all the enemy that want to silence his glory have been put under his feet. There is another David in the house tonight. With this single encounter, all the enemy that have been silencing your glory, the Lord will subdue them under your feet in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Human enemies. I'm only telling you, the enemy want to hand over to the avenger tonight, and he will fight for us. Now listen to this one. You could be the enemy of yourself. And this is where our prayer we have to be a very careful prayer. In Psalm 107, verse 17, the Bible says, fools are being afflicted because of their transgression. In what way does man exercise foolishness? In order to rob himself of glory. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 2. The Bible says, a man is ensnared by the word of your mouth. By the word of your mouth. And furthermore, in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, he said, life and death lies in the power of the tongue. They that love it will eat the fruit thereof. How many of you are saying tonight that victory will be your portion? I want you to say, victory will be my portion. Say it loud and clear. Enough of praying positively and confessing negatively. This is very common in the church nowadays. Look at the way that we are going to encounter God in these 3 days. Only for us, after we are praying, we begin to say negative things again. Oh, this your headache. And this your stomach ache. This problem is still there. I want to beg you today, don't be ensnared by the word of your mouth. The same mouth that you are going to use to pray in this place, use it to confess that your testimony is coming. Use it to confess that your victory is already established. Use it to confess that you are no longer a victim of attack. But if you ensnare yourself with your mouth after this prayer, there is nothing the avenger can do except he will fight you yourself. I want you to say, it shall be well with me. I didn't hear you talk. Say it again. Don't be ensnared. Number two things that can ensnare you is the internal enemies you have failed to conquer. The internal enemies that you have failed to conquer. Maybe like pride. Maybe like anger. Maybe like lust. And let me tell you, pride has destroyed somebody like Vashti. Vashti was carrying the glory of a queen, but she became very proud, and the glory was taken away from her. Moses also carried the honor and the glory of the president of a nation, the leader of a nation, but anger robbed him of that particular glory. Look at Samson. He was a deliverer of a whole nation. But because of lust and lust after opposite sex, he was robbed of the glory. Many of us, you know, most of these things that are internal, that many of us is laziness, procrastination, you know, and all sort of, indolence. If you don't conquer them, they are ready to conquer you. And at any rate, if you want to hand over anything to the avenger tonight, if it is internal enemy, Almighty God, the Lord will deliver you from them in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Don't be like the wife of one of my friends in those days who have been losing pregnancy, and we want to know, why is this woman losing pregnancy? And we discover that the moment she takes in like this, she will be engaged in fighting with somebody, and she can be annoyed at even a butterfly. She can be annoyed. Once the annoyance came in, the pregnancy will come down. And until somebody now told and said, look, unless this lion in you is killed, the pregnancy cannot stay. There are some internal enemies that are robbing us of our glory, and we don't know. You have to hand them over to the avenger tonight, and I believe every plant my Father has not planted in your life shall be uprooted in the mighty name of Jesus. The last one, you know, is doubt and unbelief. Doubt and unbelief. The Bible says if anybody doubts God and disbelieve God, he cannot receive anything from God. James chapter 1, verse 6 to 8. James chapter 1, verse 6 to 8. You see, look at it. Because of unbelief and doubt, Jesus Christ went to his own village in Nazareth. The Bible says he could not perform many miracles. And Josaphat asked this advice. He said, believe in the Lord your God. He said, and you'll be established. He said, believe in his prophet, and you will prosper. There are some of us, we believe in our God, but we don't believe in our prophet. The two must go together. As the Lord is speaking to you tonight that you are delivered, I want you to believe that if you believe God and what I am saying, you will never find yourself in bondage again in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. I want everybody to say, I believe God. I believe his prophet. I believe God. And I believe his prophet. Say a louder amen. And your glory will no longer be stolen in the mighty name of Jesus. Very simple. Very, very simple. Your glory has been under attack. You need to overcome that enemy that is attacking it. So the summary of what we are saying is this. If there is anything that have robbed you of your testimony, I've not allowed you to be singing praises, I've not allowed you to be giving thanks to God all the time, anything that takes away testimony from you has made you, a defeated person. But when you see a power that gives you testimony in your mouth, he has made you an overcomer. How many overcomers are here tonight? How many overcomers are here? Are you sure? You will never be defeated again in the mighty name of Jesus. Now the offender wants to move. The offender wants to move on behalf of somebody. On behalf of somebody, only one person. The offender will move. The offender wants to move. I said the offender wants to move. He will move on your behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. Rise on your feet and shout hallelujah. Tell your neighbor and say, neighbor, I have no battle to fight by myself. My avenger will fight for me. Say, I have no battle to fight by myself, but my avenger will fight for me. Say a louder amen to that one. Well, I don't know whether you have heard this chorus in those days. Ija unla lao fo ninja. You know it. Lao fo ninja. Oso le emura ogun. Aje le emura ogun. Jesu lo lori ogun. Ombe le iwa.
Eni ba fo jojogu orun wa bokun lo. Ija unla lao fo ninja. Ija unla lao fo ninja. Oso le emura ogun. Aje le emura ogun. Jesu lo lori ogun mi, ombe leyin mi, eni ba foju ti ogun orun wa bogun lo. Ija nla la o fo nija, ija nla la o fo nija. Oso le mura ogun, aja ile mura ogun. Jesu lo lori ogun, ombe leyin mi, eni ba foju ti ogun orun wa bogun. Any ba foju joku orun
abogun lo.
Any ba foju joku orun
abogun lo.
Epo soso lo foju joku orun
abogun
lo. Epo saje lo foju.
By shouting of hallelujah here tonight, all the gang up of your enemies, all of them will be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. Are we ready for seven hallelujah now? I have told you, you have no battle to fight by your except if you are the one robbing yourself of your glory. If you are not the one, you have no battle to fight. Are we ready? Shout hallelujah! Shout hallelujah! Shout hallelujah! Shout hallelujah! Shout hallelujah! Shout hallelujah! Shout the loudest hallelujah! Say, Father, you are the fighter of my battles. I refuse to be a defeated person. I refuse to lose my glory. I refuse to lose my joy. I am thanking you tonight because you will fight all my battles again. Oh yeah, go ahead and praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Look at the way we do it. It will avenge you of your enemies. It will avenge you of your enemies. Except you cannot praise him. Daddy, I want to praise you. I want to glorify your holy name. Because you will fight my battles for me tonight. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are given time. This is why it is dangerous to be fighting God. And who is fighting God? Whosoever is disobeying God is fighting God. And that is why I said, of all the three forces that can silence your glory, you could be number one. When you are not going in the way God is going, you are going to pray tonight and say, Father, say, Father, I surrender to you. I surrender my soul. I surrender my spirit. I surrender my body. I surrender my life. Under your authority, under your control, I surrender myself. Oh, yeah, begin to tell the Almighty God, I surrender to you. I surrender myself. I surrender my authority. I surrender my position. I surrender my pride. I surrender everything that is within me because you have the final say. You are the sovereign God. I surrender. I surrender. I am not struggling with you. I surrender even my knowledge, my education, my riches, my position. I surrender everything unto you because you are the one who could help me tonight. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Your amen can be louder. Say a louder amen. Close your eyes, everybody. Close your eyes, everybody. I don't know whether it has happened to you. You had a dream. Something pressed you down. You cannot talk. You cannot move your hand. If God did not call me on that day, you will have gone. You will have been forgotten right away. Anytime I think like that, I now think of the life of a sinner who does not have God. How are they surviving life if not for the mercy of God? You are here tonight. God has been preserving you for a day like this so that the enemy, when they come to you, they will not destroy your life. And you need to surrender your life totally to Jesus Christ before we go on this prayer. Wherever you are in this auditorium, if you know that tonight is your night and you want to surrender to God who created you, let me pray for you. Let me pray for you. Put your right hand on your head. Wherever you are, put your right hand on your head. And I will pray for you. The blood of Jesus Christ will speak on your behalf tonight. Put your right hand on your head and tell the Almighty God, I surrender myself to you completely. I surrender myself to you. I cannot fight my life battles for myself. Ramaka ya makoka bosekereba. Ramakoka bosekeremaraba. Are you there? Are you there? Do I see anybody? Do I see anybody? Now, as a mark of to, let me look around very well. Is there anybody there? Is there anybody there? We say, I surrender tonight. I surrender my life. I surrender everything within me. Everybody lift up your two hands right now. This is a way of telling the Almighty God that you cannot help yourself. You are going to pray and say, Father, the original dominion, the original dominion that you gave me at creation, that you gave me at creation, as from today, let it begin to manifest in my life. Every day of my life, that original dominion that you are given unto me from creation, let it begin to manifest in my life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I refuse to be defeated. The original dominion that are given unto me from the foundation of the world, let it begin to manifest in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Since I have come here tonight, this is the third time the Holy Ghost will ask me that we should pray for our children. For our children. And a broad prayer we are going to pray for them. Let's say, Father, we pray for all our children, all the teenagers, all the children. Father, the crown of honor, the crown of glory that you are giving unto them, don't allow the enemy to remove it. Oh, yeah, go ahead and pray for these children. This is the third time it will occur to me. A liar will not make heaven. Father, we pray for our children. Lord, the little ones, the toddlers, the teenagers, even our youth, Almighty Father, the crown of honor and glory that you are giving unto them, don't allow the enemy to remove it. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Your amen can be louder. Who is that fellow who always think because premature death is coming in your family that probably is going to be your turn? That allows me to tell you, that sentence over your life, that death sentence and that pattern of life is canceled over your life in the mighty name of Jesus. And who is that fellow who has failed and failed? You have failed in your business not less than two or three times within the last 1 year. The Lord says it's because the enemy has been dominating you. The Lord says he wants to turn the table. And all those opportunities you have lost shall be restored in the mighty name of Jesus. You now want to exercise authority. I want to exercise authority. Please, if you are not ready, don't say it. That's why I say everybody should become a child of God. Say, I want to exercise authority. Say, in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, I command you, wherever you put your dirty hand, upon my life, upon my family, upon my destiny, I command you to remove your hand. I command you to remove your hand. Exercise authority right now. Exercise authority. Exercise authority. Exercise authority. Rabakaya barabaraba. Satan, I rebuke you in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever you put your dirty hand on my destiny, on my career, upon my life, upon my profession, upon my ministry, I command you, remove your dirty hands in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yaba 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 yaba. Satan, wherever you put your dirty hand upon my life, I command you to remove it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Remove it now, the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over myself, body, soul, and spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus over my family. I take authority. All demonic power, all you demons that have been assigned to rob me of my glory, I bind you. I cast you back to hell. Oh, yeah, begin to exercise authority now. Exercise authority. Exercise authority right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. I plead the blood of Jesus over everybody here, and I take authority. All the demons that have been tormenting you, I bind those demons. I cast them out in the mighty name of Jesus. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Demon of sickness, demon of disease, demon of barrenness in the life of this one, I rebuke you tonight. I bind you. I say, oh, yeah, go. Get out of their lives in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yaba, 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 yaba. Rabba, krobo, shekriba. Rabba, 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 shekriba. Rama krobo shenkaraba. Yes, 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 yes. Yama robo shenkaba. Yaba yaba robo shindalaba. Uri masaka yaba robo shendia. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, Father, every demon that has been attached to my life by reason of evil covenants, by reason of the causes of life, right now, I disconnect you by fire. 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 Every demon that has been attached to my life, to my business, to my family, by the reason of evil covenant, oh, causes of life, causes of life, Rabba Koroboshindia, ancestral evil lifestyle, I disconnect you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yaba, 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 Rabbo Shekerebaraba. I disconnect you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, Father, every human enemy that has been silencing my glory, wherever they may be, anybody born of woman that have been silencing my glory, Holy Ghost, subdue them under my feet. Subdue them under my feet. Subdue them under my feet. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Subdue them under my feet. 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 Enough is enough. Disconnect them from my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Relocate them. Relocate them. Rabo Shekereba. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, my avenger. My avenger. All those who call themselves superpower that have been dominating me, deliver me from their hands and give me an upper hand over them. Oh, yeah, go ahead and cry to the Almighty God. Yaba, 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 yaba. All those who call themselves superpower that have been dominating my life, Almighty Father, disconnect them from my life, subdue them under my feet in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Subdue them under my feet, subdue them, subdue them under my feet, and give me upper hand over them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You know, everything in the physical is controlled in the spiritual. Many of us, we suffer defeat right in the spiritual. You know, you've woken up sorrowful, even shedding tears at times because of the attack you have in your dream. You know they overcome you. And the moment they overcome you, either you now have bedwetting, or you have intercourse in the dream, or something was stolen from you in the dream. When you wake up, I mean, you will be mourning, real mourning. As we are praying this prayer, if you have been suffering that defeat, you will pray your own in front of the altar like this, because this atmosphere is quite different from, you know, from that place. You are going to pray and say, Father, all the enemy that have been subduing me in the spirit, all the enemy that have been attacking me in the spirit, that have been losing battle to in the spirit, Almighty God, let power change hands. Let power change arms. Let power change arms. Let power change arms. Deliver me from their hands. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yaba 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 yaba. Rapaka yaba robo shekerba. Ramaka yaba koka boshinga. Enough is enough. I refuse to suffer defeat again. In the spiritual, in the spiritual, in the spiritual, in the spiritual. Rapaka yaba robo shenga. Yamo shekere marabaraba. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We are not going to pray and say, Father, every full sentence that has been passed against my life, in the spiritual, in the kingdom of darkness, every judgment that has been passed, every statement that has been passed over my life that is robbing me of my glory, tonight, cancel them with your blood. Cancel them with your blood. Cry, cry, cry to the Almighty God. Cancel them with your blood. Rabakaya barabarabarabaraba. Rimo shekere marabaraba. Yes, cancel them in your blood. Every full sentence that has been passed over my life in the spiritual, Almighty Father, cancel them, cancel them, cancel them, cancel them with your blood. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. There's a woman out there. You know, you always have dream that you are pregnant and you are carrying baby, and yet you are barren. And you stay there when we are praying this prayer, and you stay there. You have been losing children into the spiritual, and you stay there. You are going, say, Father, every stubborn pursuer, every fool pursuer that have been robbing me of my glory, only go chase them back. Chase them back with your fire. Chase them by with your fire. Chase them by with your fire. Rabaya baya baya ba. Rambo shekere barabaro boshindia. Chase them back. 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 Enough is enough. Let there be a demarcation between me and all these evil pursuers, stubborn pursuers, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Your amen can be louder. Let me remind you, the victory you are getting tonight is not by your might. It's not by your wisdom. The avenger is already fighting for you. But you will help yourself with this prayer. Say, Father, everything within my life that has been helping my enemies to overcome me, everything within my life that has been helping my enemy to overcome me, or put it tonight, grind it by fire. Grind it by fire. Yes. Hand it over to God. Is it pride? Is it anger? Is it laziness? Is it idleness? Oh, everything within my life that has been helping my enemy to destroy me, that I've been helping my enemy from robbing me of my glory, Daddy Lord, uproot it. Uproot it from my life. Take it away, Lord. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you for fighting my battle for me. Jehovah Olubeja.
Thank you for fighting my battles for me. Jehovah Olubeja.
Thank you for fighting my battle for me. Jehovah Olubeja.
Thank you for fighting my battles for me. Jehovah Olubeja. Thank you for fighting my battles for me. Jehovah Olubeja.
Thank you for fighting my battles for me.
Jehovah Olubeja.
Last prayer, say, Father, the testimony that will announce my victory, the testimony that will make me an overcomer, hand it over to me tonight. Oh yeah, go ahead and tell the Almighty God, the testimony that will announce my victory, that will tell everybody that I am an overcomer. Please give that testimony to me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say louder, amen. Listen. Very, very simple. Because the battle is not your own. I said the battle is not your own. Whatever is your personal request, open your mouth. Either you write it, you have written it on paper, or maybe you are having it in your hand or your mouth. Tell the Almighty God. Hand it over to the Avenger tonight. After he has defeated your enemy, he will make you an overcomer over all of them. Begin to thank the Almighty God and confess with your mouth. My glory will no longer suffer a defeat. Confess it with your mouth and let it be your confession everywhere you go. My glory will no longer suffer a defeat. Either in the dream, either in the day, everywhere I go, my glory will never suffer a defeat again. It shall no longer be covered. Let the one be in your mouth. Victory over your sickness. Just tell the Almighty God, I will no longer suffer defeat. And my glory will no longer suffer defeat. In the mighty name of Jesus, my victory over that attack is permanent. My victory over that evil pursuer is permanent. My victory over that glory silencer, that victory is already established. Confess it. Confess it. And make up your mind. Every time, Rambo Shekiriba, in Jesus' mighty name, we have confessed. Say a louder amen. Rise on your feet. What the Lord wants us to do now, even though our time is up, you are going to take a song that you know. The song that is convenient for you in any language. Open your mouth and begin to sing that song right now. The Lord wants to hear that song. The Bible says, I will sing unto the Lord a new song. I will sing unto the Lord a new song. Victory in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Glory, hallelujah. I have victory in Jesus' name. Victory in Jesus' name. Power in Jesus' name. Glory, hallelujah. I have victory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Almighty Father. I want you to sing and dance because your season of dancing is here. Sing and dance unto the Lord. And let this dancing continue when you get home. Sing and dance unto the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are singing. In Jesus' mighty name, we are dancing. You will sing and dance for the rest of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree that your glory will no longer be defeated in the mighty name of Jesus. Your glory will no longer be silenced in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree the testimony that will silence your mocker, the Lord will give to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Every request you have presented to the Lord tonight, the Lord will have encounter with them in the mighty name of Jesus. And you will turn around to come and sing the song of victory in the mighty name of Jesus. And I decree the hand of the enemy that have departed from your life tonight will never come back again in the mighty name of Jesus. The enemy that have been separated from you, they are separated forever in the mighty name of Jesus. Say louder, amen. Shout a big hallelujah. Clap for Jesus. Clap for him. And bring out your offering unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for fighting my battle for me. Oh yeah. Once we are singing that song, please come and drop the offer. Choir, I want that song.
Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubeja.
Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubeja.
Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubeja.
Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubeja.
Openi neja karuo bonija oba tonja fumi eshe.
Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubeja.
Thank you for not putting me to the witches of my enemies. Oh,
thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubeja.
Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubeja.
Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubeja.
Dance unto the Lord.
Thank you for fighting my battles, Jehovah Olubeja.
Thank you for fighting my battles for me, Jehovah Olubeja.
Shout another hallelujah. The shouting side is the victory side. Shout hallelujah. The shouting side is the overcomer side. Shout another hallelujah. You are an overcomer every day in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, out of 3 days, you have gained the blessing of 2 days. The third day is special because it's the final day. As we have learned, the best will always be reserved to the last. And more importantly, the third day is a night vigil when we have plenty of time to rejoice before the Lord. It's not necessarily because we have time to pray for a long time, but we are here to celebrate, and we will be in this sanctuary for the night vigil, 9 p.m. tomorrow, if Jesus tarries in coming. And I'm sure, convinced within me, because the blessing of this program is already settled before you come. By the time you are coming tomorrow, you will come with testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you have any testimony also, which I know you will have, bring the testimony tomorrow, and your testimony will multiply in Jesus' name. Please, it's a night vigil of anointing service. So please, don't leave your children behind at home. Everybody in your house must come. Invite your neighbors as well. It's power, touch, anointing service. And the Almighty God will anoint you for total victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Say better, amen. Heavenly Father, we are grateful. You are the one avenging for us. And when you avenge for us, you put new song in our mouth. You put new testimony in our mouth. You have done it again tonight. Daddy, we say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. This is our offering to appreciate you. Accept our sacrifice and accept us in person in the mighty name of Jesus. By this offering, I declare you an overcomer over poverty in the mighty name of Jesus. And I command every hand of poverty to be removed from your life totally in the mighty name of Jesus. You will dwell in riches and prosperity in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The grace together and fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Shout hallelujah! Shout hallelujah! Your victory shall be permanent.